Brother Clark is going to bring the word tonight. We ask him to come forth. Let's receive him with a hearty amen.
Amen.
Let's look to God in prayer. Father, again, not out of form, but out of need. Lord, we need your anointing. We know your word is, but God, we pray that you'd put that same anointing on us. May we not say or even think anything within ourselves, but may it come directly from you. We know within ourselves we could do nothing before we come to know you, and we can do nothing if we leave you. So, God, we're depending upon you to lead, guide, direct us. Father, so we pray you just come down, bless, encourage, strengthen, Father. Give us something to say that would help the people. We'll praise you. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, you don't know, really. I don't know how you other brethren are. I believe you ought to be a little bit like me. I'm not really worn outward emotionally. Open doors, buying roses for my wife. And all you brethren that do that, when my wife ain't with me, you don't miss Sister Faith a bit more than I miss her, brother. I ain't same when she ain't with me. And I hope that I die first, because I won't try to live without her. I don't leave her here, Brother Harold, to go along either, but it's just, I don't know. I wish I could put it into words. We want to bring a thought. Sir, we would see Jesus. You know, I was thinking, let me go read that, and then I got some other things. You know, I remember when we first met Brother Wilson, we had got saved down in Babylon. My wife got saved at another. And I'm going to be honest with you, there ain't no hope out there.
Amen.
Me and my wife, I got saved in one denominational church. She got saved at another. And we was praying to God, you know, which one of these churches did you want us to join, you know. And then out in that, I'm going to be honest with you, they give us a 15-minute break between Sunday school and preaching to go out and smoke. Well, God convicted me of that, Brother Casey, while I was going there. I didn't understand. I was just a babe in Christ. I did not understand. But God would not let me accept. I went to the pastor, and this is what he told me. He said, if you don't think it's wrong, it's not wrong. Now, where I got saved, that's where my wife got saved at. And then I went to the other where I got saved at, her home church. And I was telling him, you know, how God was dealing with me. He said, well, Bjorn, I don't smoke, I chew. And that's really what people's hearing out there. Christ ain't working in nothing like that. Now, I can't paint you a picture, or I can paint you a picture in God's Word, the real Christ that's in God's Word. They're preaching another Jesus. They'll tell you, you've got to sin more or less. That's what the deacon, one of their top deacons said, you know. He said, well, Bjorn, as long as you're in that place, you just can't help but do that. There's no hope. There's no hope. That's a dead Christ. Brother Earl, that's what I was doing before I got saved. I was trying to quit things, but couldn't. But when I come in contact with the true Jesus, he delivered from all that. I don't know whether somebody says here, I'm drinking all I want to, cursing all I want to, lying all I want to. I still can't figure out how God could take that out of a wicked, ungodly person. And don't ever want to do it. Don't even want it to go through my mind. Now that's let me know that Christ is alive. You know. And when God led us down there to Brother Wilson, he was our first pastor, and though they told me all that, I went to Brother Wilson, and he said, well, Brother Clark, he called me brother. I could understand that. I was dumb. But he called me brother. He said, is there anything bothered you? I said, yeah, I'm smoking. He said, well, do you believe if we prayed for you, God would deliver you? I said, yeah, Brother Earl. I didn't really know. I was being honest, and God honored that honesty. And that's been over 41 years ago. And I've never smoked a cigarette. Now you tell me, that ain't man. Thank God God used Brother Earl to help me and counsel me and give me things. And I'll tell some more about I know that Christ is alive. Amen. He's alive, brother. He's just as much alive in His Word, if we can believe it, as if He is walking this earth right now. If I had to choose when Christ walked this earth or now, I'll take now. You can talk about 1880, Brother Ken, and all those great men before. Brother, I'd rather be living right now. I have come in contact. We think of the widow's mite. You've heard me tell about Brother Earl. Remember Sister Cora Stamey? She was as precious as that woman's that gave the two widows mite. You remember the story I told you? She didn't have the 50 cents. That's all she had to run her for a month. And I was at one of the ushers at that time. When the offering plate went by, you know what she done, Brother Scott? She dropped those last two quarters.
My Lord.
Now that ain't that's out of the book. I seen it in person.
Amen.
And I still say we needed to get it out of the page into our heart.
Right. Amen.
I'll probably quote you as many scriptures if God don't lead it other ways I've got wrote down. If they took my Bible away, I could still make it.
Praise God.
Amen.
David says,
Amen.
He had hid His Word in his heart that he may not sin against
Praise
him.
God.
Praise God. Now, if you can read, you go down here, they got a stop sign before you go out into 321. Now, if you don't stop, you're going to pay the consequences if you keep going through it. We know, don't we? God has got in His Word, Brother President, His Holy Spirit will lead you. He'll guide you just like if someone. Me and my wife, we were just caught babes in Christ, and we had read three different scriptures in the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, I don't know, maybe John or Luke, and we couldn't understand it. First time we went down, our Brother Wilson, Brother Earl, you may not even believe this, you preached identically on those scriptures that we couldn't understand. I looked at Faye looked at me. I said, honey, I didn't tell them. She said, I didn't either. Well, we let it go. Again, now if you want to know where God wants you to go to church at, He'll tell you. And if you really want to know what's right, He'll show you. And we done that the second time. Brother Earl, it was identical to Scriptures, a text we couldn't understand. Now you tell me Jesus ain't alive and His Word ain't alive, glory be to God. He's the only one except me and they knew what was reading we couldn't understand.
Praise
he preached
God.
It again.
Praise God.
We still wondered. I said, honey, I did not tell nobody. She said, why did that? Brother Earl, third time it happened. That's how long it took God, Brother Russ, to get through this noggin. The third time it happened, this is you, Lord.
Yeah.
And I've not been confused or in doubt since.
Yeah.
Now, you just may wonder where you need to go, where you don't. You know, just trust God. You don't even have to ask Brother Ken where you need to go to church.
Right.
He'll show you.
Yeah.
But are we really open? If there's any part of sin, Brother Russian, I want to hold to, God will let me hold to it.
Right.
But if I won't be delivered from it, praise God, I can get delivered from anything.
Amen.
I ain't bound with nothing tonight.
Amen.
I ain't confused about nothing.
Thank the Lord.
There's no peace in confusion.
Right.
You've been driving down the road here and traffic's real heavy. You don't know whether you're in the right lane or not. Man, you're tore all to pieces. Well, Brother Earl, I ain't not going down this way all tore up and confused.
Praise God.
I don't understand. I'll just hold on.
Right.
God shows me. But a lot of people jumps and they don't let God lead them. So, we see there, you know, how God is helpful. In John, the 12th chapter, I preached this. I ain't used all these scriptures on it before, but I have preached along this line. I don't know whether I preached at Marion or maybe Wilkesboro yet. But in John 12:15, I believe that every human being that's got a soul, that's capability of receiving knowledge, I don't care when I was drinking, and I believe if you'd be honest with me, maybe some of you that was on drugs or really involved in things, you was really looking for Christ.
Yeah.
Whether you realize it at the time. But, you know, we went to these churches out here, and they say as long as you're in the flesh, you can't do no better. That wasn't what Jesus come to do. Jesus come to save us from our sins, not in them. But they told me I couldn't do no better. That wasn't the Christ I see in the Bible. Amen. He'll deliver you if you won't deliver. Brother Clark, have you sorely been tempted? You better believe it. I've been through Brother Tim the fiery trial.
All right.
But I'm not yielding.
Praise God.
Brother, there's some suffering in being a Christian. Well, there ain't nothing bad going to happen to me, Brother Clark. I'm a son or I'm a daughter of God. I've seen bad things happen to me. Brother Randolph was taken away from his family. He had three precious young children, maybe a little older, Brother Casey, than yours there. But God took him home. Sister Randolph was left the race. So things happen to Christians. Look at Job. Look what God allowed to happen to Job. Look through those where those 50 to 60 million people were killed. They killed their children in front of them. They were Christians. But when something goes wrong, or maybe we think the devil, or well, it ain't God, I'll tell you that. We allow the devil to take our victory. You can look, bring Brother Ken, Brother Earl, or any other preacher. They didn't take your victory. For some reason or other, you either gave in to the pressure, and it would have been easy down through the years to give in to some of it, but it ain't been easy. I've had to pray and fast. I've had to beg God. I hear it ain't been maybe a couple years ago. Man, the enemy came in, you know, like a flood, and I just pray, God, you're going to have to give me a day off. I mean, have you ever felt that way, fighting Satan? Brother Casey, I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me a day off. It was constantly, my mind was tormented. And you know what he does, Brother Rusty? That was one of the best days probably of my Christian experience that God gave me. Praise God, brother. We've got contact with the great I am.
Thank the Lord.
Here in John 12, I probably won't get out of this if I don't get started. Fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ash. Now, we know this went back to Jerusalem when Jesus came. But I'm telling you, he's here tonight. He's here not in the physical form, but he's here in the spiritual. And, you know, James talks about being a not only a hearer of the word, but a doer. You're going to, it may be me, it may be Brother Rush, it may be Brother Press, it may be Brother Ken, but brother, if they're anointed of God, if you will take that word to heart, God will deliver you.
Yes.
And it won't be them that gets the credit, it was God that sent the message. I was telling Brother Kidd, I have never, if you've done this, I have never, when I went to Grady Falls, Brother Earl, I never called no one for counsel. God put me there, Brother Earl counseled me, worked with me for 15 years. Since I've been at Marion, I have never called no one else for counsel. I'll go to Brother Ken. At Wilkesboro, when I'm there, I'll talk with Brother Rusty. This is where we get all these different things, brother. This will tell you one thing, this will tell you another. We just had an episode, and it still ain't settled where this person was counseled wrong. Brother, God ain't mean nothing like that. We need to know who we're listening to and who's counseling us. Not everybody's called of God. You know, we here had a brother, and I'd be the brother saved. We was at this funeral, and Brother Tim was with us, and this brother said, man, that was anointed of God's Spirit. I said, God wasn't nowhere near that man. We can be took in by their words. I said, God wasn't nowhere near that man, brother.
It wasn't me that said that.
It wasn't your brother Tim. He was dead.
That's right. He was dead, brother.
Now, he could have been easily took in.
Right.
Well, you know what he said? He said, well, maybe I did miss it. I said, no, there ain't no possible you did. You missed it. I took the doubt out. Somebody telling you you can't live whole and free from sin, buddy, you better quit listening to that. That's not of God. That's another Jesus. It ain't the one I'm serving. It ain't the one I see in this book. Okay? All right. Verse 16. These things understand. These things understood not his disciples at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things which were written of him, that they had done these things unto him. The people there that forth was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead by record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. You know, I'm going to stop right. We've got people coming to Murray now, and I believe there's people coming here. They know God's presence is here.
Yeah.
It ain't me, us, Brother Scott, being here. Right. It ain't going to be you and Sister Dawn going to Warrenville, and there's going to be a lot of times you're not going to go. There are many times I might want to go to Wilkesboro. 3-hour drive, but I went anyway. And I believe that's what keeps us obeying God.
Praise God.
We need to know whether it's our flesh or God leading us and telling us. Your flesh can deceive you. Especially if it makes it a little tough on it. I'm most richly blessed tonight. Okay? Okay. And these people had heard about the works of God. And I honestly believe, Brother Ken, that's why these new people's coming in, some moving in, they heard that Jesus is our blessing. Where they came from, even though it was called Church of God, they one time Jesus was there, but he ain't there now. Now, people are still looking to see Jesus in action. Well, I'm telling you, he's in action at Wilkesboro. He's in action at Warrensville, Brother Danny. It ain't got nothing to be discouraged about because you made us have 5 or 6 people. And we've got probably 25 or 30 Thursday night. It wasn't centered, but thank God. God gave me a vision. Brother Preston said it. I found it just before that. God gave me this vision. The house is full and it was all new faces. I thought, Lord. And then it got down. I think we had 9 the other day. And I thought, oh, Lord. And then, brother, and I was thinking going over there, you know. The thought came to me to walk in the door. Brother Preston said to me, said, Brother Thornton, didn't you say God gave you a vision of the house being full? He said, go in there and look. There's all those people there. Well, I believe God wants to bring us together.
Thank you.
And I think the young people are going to be up at Warrensville, I believe, ain't this Sunday morning? That's God bringing his people together. I enjoy it, don't you? Well, there's good people here. Now, you take just the way what comes here from the people from Murray and Wilkesboro ain't here, you wouldn't have too many, would you? But that wasn't the way God meant for it to be. They can come in, they can see the fellowship that the saints have, the love. They feel the presence of God. That's what it's all about, helping each other. Okay? They was with him when he called Lazarus from the dead. For this cause the people also met him, for they that heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore, and among themselves perceive you, how you prevail not, and behold, the world is gone after him. Now listen to this. There were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore to Philip, which was Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, now, Brother Preston, when you lose the presence of God, you might as well shut the door.
Oh, yeah. Right?
It's over. Brother Ken, I don't care. We may have 80, 85, 90 people. When God leaves, you might as well shut the door.
Adlock the door, brother.
But you know that's why people come in. They're coming there. They're getting soul fed. They're growing. Other people's right. Coming in.
Amen.
These people had heard about Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. It so interested them, they wanted to see Jesus. And they said, sir, we would see Jesus. Now, you can read this book here, and he can be a dead letter. Or you can let God lead you into it, and he'll lead you exactly to what you need. I don't know what anyone in here needs, but God knows exactly. And that's why we need to desire Jesus. For every one of us, then for ourselves. I heard Brother Emerson Wilson preach this message, and I'll agree with him 100%. He said, I can preach it under the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. And if you don't have ears to hear what the Spirit says, you won't receive it.
Right.
You say, well, that's just the same thing when Jesus walked this earth. He couldn't do many mighty works. Because is his mother, father here with us? His mother there, but his father wasn't there. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Joseph had nothing to do with it. And I'm going to tell you, brother, God's here. And it wasn't just because he came with me too. He came with others.
Right.
And that's what's going to bring people in.
Amen.
We are a royal priesthood.
Amen.
We are a holy nation.
Amen.
Amen. We're not just another people among people.
Yes.
Amen. So we see here, they said, sir, we would see Jesus. Now I want to go to James and then I want to look at some things. In verse 22 of James, the first chapter, here he said, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, He is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner man he was. That is happening. I have seen people. I've seen them at Wilkesboro. I've not seen so much here. I've not been here that many times, but I've seen it. Mary and a lot I've seen at Wilkesboro. You've seen people sit there and God dealt with them tremendously, but they didn't yield to it. And it ain't, and you really see yourself, Brother Ken, for what you really are.
Yeah.
But when you don't yield to God, you think that's just them preaching at me. They ain't one of you in charge that I'm preaching at you.
Amen.
I worked harder getting this together and I ain't even going to get a third of it, does. But brother, I had rather cut timber and drive a skewer just trying to get a lesson. The devil didn't fight me too much out there. But you get into God's Word trying to get your thoughts out of the way. Get your ways out of the way. Buddy, you got to fight. And then God comes down and gives you that. So here he says, verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the works, this man shall be blessed indeed.
Right.
You know why people are blessed? They hear, they receive, they do it.
That's right.
Brother Earl preached things that I didn't a bit more understand. I was a babe. But I didn't just discard it either. That's just him.
All right.
Sometimes I got chasing. The devil said, that's really him. But no, I read the Word. God loveth every son he chases. Everyone he loves, he chases you. So if you get a spanking tonight or maybe tomorrow, God loves you. Don't get offended at it. I look back, you know, when Daddy was whipping me with that 4-foot limb he had. Man, I was running around, around, around. He was keeping up with me. Brother Case, I said, there ain't no way he could love me. But I see now. When other young boys was turning loose just to run through the community, he had me out there hoeing corn. Or carrying rocks out of a garden and putting them on the bank. I said, that's stupid. But it taught me discipline.
Amen.
He taught me that it's better to obey than sacrifice.
Because
he told me one time, don't you go swimming, you hoe that corn. Well, we went swimming first and we didn't get back time to finish the corn that he got in. We never went swimming after that. We done the hoeing, then we went. Dad taught us a lesson. Well, our Heavenly Father is going to teach everyone. Our Brother Kevin, he's going to teach me and you a lesson.
All right.
Well, they never get a whooping. They got ears to hear, you get a whooping. So if you get a spanking, if you get chastised, it's because God loves you.
Amen.
Brother Russ, you and Sister Bethany can put in your mind, I don't believe you're going to. We're never going to spank thou. We're never going to spank it. We're never going to say no to it. Buddy, you're going to have something on your hand. You... They tell me when it hurts you more than it hurts the child, you're doing good.
Yeah.
And I never had no children. And when I see them spank their children, I said, why are you doing it? I don't tell them that, but I know it's good because they're reading it in the book.
Yeah.
Now, why are they doing that? Sometimes I do think some people slap their little children when they didn't need it. And I'm right. Well, you never had no children. Well, who done the most teaching on marriage and divorce in God's Word?
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul.
Uh-huh.
I did learn some things. I did get chastised when I wasn't guilty with my father. And later he found out, but he never apologized. But he was more careful the next time. So it happens. All right. Sir, we would see Jesus. Okay. Now, I want to bring this thought, and we won't keep it too long. You know, you see a lot of these pictures. I was looking here as I came in. You know, you see this picture of Jesus with his long hair, and man, he is a handsome man. Beard shaved, perfect. He's perfect. Haven't you seen him? Well, let's go to Isaiah 53:1. Let's really get a true picture of how Jesus looked when he walked this earth. No, sir, brother. Isaiah. And after, you know, he was beaten and kept up all night. I believe it was Pilate's judgment hall. Could you imagine how he looked when he was carrying that cross up that hill? Could you imagine how he looked? Brother Ken, some of them explain what them things that he whipped him with, how it just tore his flesh out. Go those spikes through his hands. And they say when they drop that cross into the ground, like it just jolts him, man, oh man, oh man. But in case you pray for me that I never say no to Jesus. He's done too much.
Yeah.
He's done too much. And I'm going to be honest with you. Ever since I've been saved, yeah, God's not let me have some things. He told me some places I didn't need to go because he knew that I couldn't take it. I couldn't stand it. Amen. And I've not. I've obeyed. Because I made such a mess, Sister Bethany, of my life when I had control of it. I didn't have sense enough. I'm talking to me. Nobody else. I didn't have sense enough to turn it over to Jesus when he'd come and deal with me and tears would run down my eyes. I just kept going on doing my bullheaded, stubborn way. Now somebody won't tell them when I change. Preston, can you tell them? I say there's 10 states that people could quote that same thing. That's when the change took. That's when I surrendered my way. My all. I didn't hold back on one thing. And brother, it's been one more glorious ride. And I enjoy it. Brother Wilson, I was thinking when you had your heart attack. When I had my first heart attack, I was laying in the bed and man, I got to hurting in my chest. It just like you'd run over me with a steam shovel. Pain running up my neck and down my arm. I broke out in a sweat. If you took me down here and threw me in the creek, I wouldn't have been no wetter. Got out of bed. I didn't want my wife. I don't think so. You can't face it this calmly. Well, I did with God's help. Amen. When I got out of bed, didn't want my wife to find me laying there in the bed beside of her dead, so I got out, went in there in the recliner, cell phone was right there. But God had a purpose for this. He had a purpose for Brother Earl staying here. If he didn't, he wouldn't be here. Man can't keep you here when God gets ready to take you.
Amen. That's true.
My wife got out of bed. Most of you could tell this story too, but I like to keep telling it. I was in a recliner dying with a heart attack and my wife got up. She's going to work. She didn't know I was in there having a heart attack. She come in there and she said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Honey, I'm having a heart attack." I never had no heart problems, troubles whatsoever. God is my witness. She fell down beside the couch, started praying less than 3 minutes. God came down, Brother Casey. He let me know beyond a shadow of a doubt. Son, you're not going to die. Now, how in the world can I say no to him?
Amen.
I'd rather die than say no to Jesus.
Amen.
I'd rather die and give into this flesh.
Amen.
A God that's been that good to me, that's kept me, Sister Carmen, alive. I should have been dead. If I hadn't got delivered from smoking, I probably three of my families died from lung cancer because of their smoking. Sister Dawn, I died, eat up with cancer. But my God reached out. You tell me he's alive. If you can believe it in this book, if you can believe it when the man of God preaches it, if you won't fight it off, you have ears to hear, God will help you have victory. You don't have to worry about falling tomorrow.
Amen.
Don't have to worry about overcoming.
Amen.
The same God that saved me keeps me.
Yes. Amen.
Verse 1 of the 53rd chapter. If you want a real true picture of Jesus, don't look on these pictures you see hanging on the wall.
Right.
Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. Now listen, he hath no form nor comeliness. He wasn't a real smooth-skinned, handsome fellow. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. How many of us, Brother Preston, time and time again, well, you said you even backslid them. How could a man do that if they could keep a picture of what Jesus went through for us to have this tonight?
Our Lord.
Glory be to God. I've never eaten nothing. McDonald's got a good burger, but they can't touch this food. All that makes you fat in the flesh. This feeds your soul.
Amen.
It gives you strength. Brother Danny, to face the enemy tomorrow, whatever he may throw at you.
Right.
No matter what comes at you.
Yes.
You can be victorious.
Praise God.
So there is no beauty that we should desire him. Now, when you see these pictures, this handsome Jesus with his long hair and his smooth beard, that's not the picture of Jesus in the Word of God. He wasn't not a fine man. You see all these blue stars with their hair all fixed up, you know. And you know what's sad? We have Church of God young people won't look like them.
All right.
That's a shame and disgrace.
God help us to get our eyes on Jesus.
Right.
I don't care how young you are or how beautiful you may be, Sister Faith. When you get 75 years old, look in the mirror then.
You'll have crow feet.
It's coming. But they think they're going to stay young and beautiful forever. You ain't going to. When I get in the car now, 95% of the time, I've got to pick my left leg up and put it in the car.
That inward man's perishing.
But my inward man's being renewed. I'm more alive for God now than I've ever been, even when I was a young man. The Bible's real. It's alive. Brother Shannon sung that song. It's alive. The Word is alive. I got excited then, and as I'm studying for this message, I'm still excited. This Word of God is alive. It's just like Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, is revealing His will to us. There is no beauty that we should desire Him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And God knows I was guilty of this year. Amen. We hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. How many times, Brother Scott, I don't know. You didn't go, I don't believe, out deep in sin. But how many times did God deal with you before you did? We just ignored Him. Like Him going through all this. See, Brother Earl, if we take this word to life and see that this is God speaking to us when the old devil comes or when this flesh wants to raise up and go contrary to the way God wants to go, I don't care if you have to give somebody your life's daughter. God will never let you go hungry.
Amen.
If you put Him first.
Right.
But it don't take a whole lot to get people to lay Jesus down. You know why, Brother Ken? This Word is not alive to them. This is just words to us. But I'm telling you, this is true. Look at verse 4. Surely He hath borne who? Our griefs. And carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we're healed. Now you can take that spiritually or physically, but I'll tell you, I'll take it more spiritually than I will physically. There's going to come a time, Brother Earl, me and you're going on. He ain't going to raise us up. But brother, spiritually, He's healed us. We don't ever have to die lost. That we don't ever have to go back.
Amen.
I ain't preaching a defeated Christ.
Come on.
He's not a defeated Christ.
Yes.
Amen. I want to go over here in Revelation if I can find my scriptures. In Revelation 1, I want to show you who this Jesus is. And why we need to take more confidence. If you're here and you're struggling or maybe you're not where you need to be for God, you need to see who wants to help you.
Right. Right.
Amen. Now this is who I'm counting on. I know a man that I really had the utmost confidence in. I saw him after they had open heart surgery in. I don't know whether they got to cool your body down or not, something, you know, when you do that. And then all you could see was their eyes. And Brother Scott, I really see how fragile. I looked at Brother Earl the other night. He wasn't fiery young man that he was 41 years ago, Brother Wilson. Sister Wilson will tell you that. I said, Brother Earl will never be there Friday night, but God helped you to get here. But you had to have a determined to be here, you wouldn't.
Exactly right.
It'd been easy to say no. And it's going to be easy for us to say no sometime and not press on. But this place don't want to press.
That's right.
It wants everything handed to it. Amen. Revelation, verse 10. Now here's how you're going to receive it. Same way John got it. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And heard behind me a great voice.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I'm still hearing that voice
yes.
tonight. It's still a great voice.
Praise God.
The greatest voice I ever heard is the voice of Christ. When I went to that altar, brother, and got up from there, and he said, you're forgiven.
Right.
How other man should say that to me?
Right.
Brother Scott, I could ask you forgiveness over something, but I could beg you to forgive me, forgive my sins and take them away, and you couldn't do it. I couldn't. There's only one.
That's right. Amen.
That's the one who wants to help us.
Right. Amen.
Sometimes we look to the armor of flesh when we do Christ. We're limited, Brother Wilson. There are some things God's got reserved for Himself. He heard a great voice. Who was talking? No, He's the only one, Brother Fred. You can get up. I am Alpha and I'm Omega. I'm the beginning and the end.
It's just the word.
But with Jesus in it. When he told me I was forgiven, brother, he'd had power behind it.
Yes.
God asked me one time to go witness this man. Man, he didn't like me. And I could not understand why God wanted him, the devil, blow that up. But he was bad to cut people with a knife. And I could just see him saying, well, are you lying? It happened. I can just see him cutting me at that knife. I wasn't about to go to him, but God tied the devil a little bit. You go witness that man. When I finally got enough courage with God prompting me to, I went.
My God.
That man was as humble
as this little fellow right here was. God had already worked on the other end, and I thought, man, he's going to cut me and
yeah.
Put me on.
Yeah. And you know what he done when we left? Thank you for coming. But I see now if God's saying to me, I don't care what the kind of man he is.
Amen,
he says, I am Alpha and Omega.
Thank God.
The first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches who are in Asia. And I'm not going to read all those churches' names. Brother, John did that, and we're still preaching it here down in the set end of time.
Yep. Yes.
You know why, Brother Kim? Alpha and Omega
right.
said do it.
Yes.
Now, if God's told you to do something, Brother Rusty, I definitely believe God's hand was on you over at Wilkesboro, and I know the devil probably told you 1,000 times, just forget it, leave it alone, go on.
Yeah.
Well, if God's telling you to do that, do it. If you don't, you'll never prosper.
That's true. Amen.
And I love Brother Ken. I've got as much confidence in Brother Ken as any man living. But if I know God told me to do something, brother, you can do whatever you want to. I'm going to do it for God.
Amen.
But if God tells me, you'll understand.
Yeah.
It won't cause no conflict.
Amen.
A lot of people make some moves that the pastor tries to help them, and God ain't in it.
Yeah.
They're not blessed.
That's true.
So we'll take counsel from nobody. I'm not talking that kind. But when you know God, you know how I know when God tells you, He'll bless you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what, brother? Alpha and Omega told you. Brother, if God's building this, you don't have to worry. It'll prosper. He said, except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. So don't worry. Press on. Just be sure the Lord's leading. Because if you nail one board to it and God ain't in, termites will eat it up. Spiritual. We can't do it.
Right.
Carmen, you couldn't save yourself. You couldn't keep yourself till you turn your life over to Jesus. You can't really walk without Him leading you.
Right.
He said, it's not in man that walketh upright to direct his own path.
Right.
Do we really need to see how dependent we are upon God, or we should be?
Amen.
Amen. Revelation 3:7. I like this one. I like it all. And to the angel, oh, Brother Clark, that was written back there in the early morning. It's just as true to the church of God today as it was then.
Right.
We're going to see who spoke it. Okay. Unto the angel, verse 7, of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. Saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. Brother, you can't stop his saying.
If he looks like God gave me his children. Brother Mikey, have you ever seen a little fight? You've seen a little fight about that high, about that long down on the stop of freight train? He would need to go ahead. I see people trying to stop the work of God. They didn't even slow it down.
That's right.
They thought if they killed Jesus, they'd get rid of it all.
Right.
They just scattered it.
Amen.
Man, if God's in it, that's what I'm trying to encourage you. If God's in it, if you're going through something, you don't feel the presence of God, or maybe you've let up or something of it, man, get back up and go.
Yeah.
It ain't me. It ain't your husband. It ain't your wife, Brother Danny. That's leading. The Almighty. He opens. No man shuts. He shuts and no man opens. Now that's who I'm anchored in tonight.
Amen. Yes.
Brother, I'm going to tell you about my heart attack again. After I had it, after God came down, God is my witness. I was in so much pain and man, I was just like you'd throw me in a river. God came down and said, son, you're not going to die. God said that. Brother Ken, we do, and I do too. You better be careful to say God told you.
That's right.
Rick, I'm going to tell you what I know God told me.
He said, son, you're not going to die. I started crying. Brother Casey, you've heard me tell it. You're going to have to hear it one more time. If you're in my prayer, you'll hear it again. I ain't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Not just here to die. I ain't supposed to be on earth.
Yeah.
He said, you're not going to die. Less than 3 hours later, after having a heart attack, I was down there in the woods, running the chainsaw, driving a skidder and logging. You didn't have a heart attack. Well, you go ask Dr. Chacon. Everybody told me I just had indigestion. I had an angina attack.
Brother Earl, you know you didn't have no angina attack and it wasn't indigestion. God just used me in a different way, brother, than he used you. That's all there are to it. That only differs.
I went to the Dr. Chacon. I ain't all right now. Because everybody said, well, you didn't have no heart attack. Just indigestion, angina. I knew better than that. I knew what God had told me. He put me on that machine you walk, you know. I couldn't stay on it 3 minutes. Pain got to hurting so bad again, you know. And I went to him. And he said, okay, where do you want me to put you at? What hospital do you want to put you at? I said, I'm going to no hospital. He said, you're a dead man if you don't let us do a catheterization on you and find out where the blockage is at.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to have it. He called my wife in there. My wife knows me, brother.
Yeah.
And he says, can you talk to him? Get him to change your mind. This is what my wife said. He said, if he made up his mind, he ain't gonna change. And you know why he went on the place? Very stubborn. Brother Casey, that's been 18 years ago. I ain't taking nothing from a heart attack. I ain't doing nothing for him. I'm going to tell you. I am.
Praise God.
He that loved.
Yeah.
He that was dead now
yeah.
Lives. He won't die no more. He tells you, good. Well, I just can't make it, Brother Clark. I just can't live that life. If God tells you, if God draws you, jump for it. He told me, I said, if he told me, I'll use this illustration. He told me to go out there and jump to, what is it, the Grand Canyon?
Brother Mark, I'll go out there and try.
Yeah.
You wouldn't make it? If God told me, I would.
We find out when you jump.
All right. I'll tell you in your life.
Can I give you another scripture?
Yeah.
You ain't going out. You may outdo me, but you ain't going outdo God.
Right.
He said, he that has the faith is the grain of the mustard.
All right.
Say unto this sycamore tree, be thou cast into the sea, and he'll go.
Right.
Right.
That's true, brother. That's right, brother.
Our God was pulling up out of the room. Somebody was thrown out into the sea.
Remember who's telling you. Remember who saved you. Man did not save you. Man did not convict you. Jesus says, except my Father draws you, you can't come to me. But many people, and you know it to be a fact, many people have went away from the true Christ. He just learned how to preach. Yeah, go ahead, let it go. He got to see what he's doing, Sister Betty. The real preacher get it out. He bothered me. That in Revelation 1:18, I won't go back. Here's where he said that. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Brother, God has control of this. I just want to ask you, every one of you, if you was on trial tomorrow, for being a Christian, could they find enough evidence to convict you?
Yes.
You know where you get into that, Brother Ken?
Right.
People you work with, how you treat them.
All right. Amen. Right. You should be known in your community as a Christian.
You know, I ain't going to get to it. Pretty well closed. I don't know so many scriptures, but these scriptures, I'm going to do one in addition. You know, when Peter now, you know, they was doing these great miracles in the name of Christ. And they said, what did these men learn? And they didn't manage to get all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, they just couldn't figure it out.
Right.
You'll be a mystery to your people.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be a mystery to the people you work with.
Yep.
But you know what they had to do, brothers? Rusty? They took notes that they'd been with Jesus.
Amen. Right.
Because they're doing the same thing Jesus said.
Sure.
Left it off on. If God allowed it to happen to us,
Brother Ken, if God allowed the devil to take your four children,
I mean, you can't think of nothing else would be any worse. But if God did allow it, you could go through it.
Right. If he left me, I could jump to the Grand Canyon.
Yes, sir. Now you're seeing the light.
Don't want to agree with
me.
But can we see that, though? If God, Brother President, if God told you to come over here, don't worry if you ain't got a two the next time.
We didn't have a nine. Me, Brother Russell, Sister Bethany, and Zion, and me and my wife, we was five up.
President was six. And since Carl and her three was the others. That was it. Did you get discouraged? No. I went to the book. Where two or three are together in my name, I'll be in the midst of them.
What are you building on?
Right.
Who are you listening to?
All right.
Well, you just might as well give up. Let's try to get very easy discouraged up there. Jesus left the 99 went looking for the one.
Yes.
We'll leave the one and go with the 99. Well, I'm not about to do it.
Now, I'm talking about me. I'm not in doubt what God wants me to do. I know. Do it. No matter who rises up against you, who casts your name out, they done Jesus that way and they're going to do us that way. I say be sure that God's lead you and go for it. I could go on telling how God has come through. I did want to get into these, but I ain't got time. The compassion of Christ. And then I wanted to deal with the other side. Maybe Brother Rusty will do this Sunday morning at Wilkesboro. I want to deal with the other side. The severity of Christ.
That's here, buddy. All you hear is love, love, love. God will just put up with anything. Jesus will just allow anything. Well, I want to give you one story of Jesus. When he come into the temple, and they were scamming and all.
Tell this, and I ain't giving me no glory, but I'll tell you, I know what I'm saying, Brother Tim. It ain't just my idea.
Amen.
Let's see, who was it? Somebody here invited us to their house and had this pork chop.
Is that you, sister? No, it's your dad, I believe. Somebody did. Pork chop's my favorite food. If you ever want to go over, have a good brand of pork chop. I'm not begging you.
But my wife, now if there was somebody praying,
they didn't have no food and stuff. Had two little children. I didn't know Brother Earl one thing about it. Not one thing. My wife had just fixed some mashed potatoes, pork chops, real hot biscuits, buttered.
And God is my witness, I took one bite.
I want you to go up to so-and-so and give him $40. He ain't told me the money. I said, okay, Lord, I'll go back there. Get some eating. Sister, don't even go back. That was you. You believe what you want to. I ain't been pickpocketing since I've been saved.
Thank the Lord.
God's word's a lie. It's true.
Yeah, it is.
I chewed that bite. Had trouble swallowing it. I got the second bite in my mouth. I couldn't swallow. God says, I want you to go up there and give them $40. Could you imagine, Sister Dawn, if you'd done Brother Scott that way? I said, honey, I can't eat. Why can't you eat? I'm just fishing. It'll be cold when you get back. I said, I can't have it. I gotta go.
I went up there. I just went in there, threw the $40 down on the table, and turned and walked out. Didn't say a word.
There's a man, his wife, and two little children.
Said, my Lord.
I just said one thing. 3 days later,
it's real. This book is alive. I hope I'm getting across to you. We need to take greater faith in it. This ain't, it may have been written by man, but it was written under the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. 3 days later, I run into this mother, and I'm still eating the pork chops.
Not the mental pork chops, those spiritual pork chops, by obeying God and denying myself. I could have had an enemy, that'd be good. But I wouldn't
have
got some spiritual
blessing. She says, Brother Clark, she said, you know, when you came up here to the house the other day, I couldn't forget. He made me leave my pork. He didn't make me. He asked me to leave. I went, Wilma. Yes, I remember. She said, we didn't have no food in the house. Said me and her husband and the two children. They just got to pray that God would send some more.
Glory be to God, sister. It's real.
Amen.
That's why I fight the devil when he comes over to steal my salvation.
Sure.
I ain't giving in these. No. I ain't giving up these. I won't always understand what God has to do. No. But brother, if you'll go forth, this has probably been 20 years.
Them pork chops, my wife fixed, we done been gone, but this is still feeding my soul.
Thank
you, Lord. I've told other people, I've seen other people weep and cry over it. They did good.
If it's of God, it's everlasting.
Yes,
we need to be sure that God is leading. If it's for salvation, if it's for healing. Brother Preston, I told this when Brother Preston was preaching. I don't think he was preaching on divine healing. I couldn't even turn my neck. I had to turn my whole body. Brother Earl, you pray for me. I'm going to remember not. I parked Mary and I sat on the second row on the right side where it's at. And the Brother Preston was preaching. God said, you're going to bring on him. I just stopped him. I just went walking up there.
Before I got up there, I started weeping crying. Brother Earl said, Brother Earl, we're getting older to forget. But I ain't forgot that. It happened to me. He said, I think God's done it with you, Brother Clark.
Yeah.
Well, he had. Ain't no trouble at all.
Amen.
Here in the name of the church, that's the service I'm with. Brother Ken, I know this. My neck. These arteries in the back of my neck. Not the side, now the back. I've had two MRIs.
They said, we can't do one thing for you. All we can do is put you on blood thinner and an aspirin a day.
I thank God I got more faith than that. They said you could drop dead and have a major stroke. I could. And sometime now, you know, the pain will shoot full, but I won't miss it yet. I say, Lord, devil, let's see what happens. I just don't let the devil intimidate me. Man, you do what you want to. I'm listening to I am. But if those people was on that ship, if they would have remembered who was down in the bottom of the street, they wouldn't have panicked. Brother Gordon Bradley used to sing a song, no ship can go down when Jesus is on board.
Amen.
As long as I put Jesus first, honor him, Brother Rusty, you don't have to worry that more than that. God has came for you, he's came through for Brother Preston on your job when other people were losing. Me and they, oh, you're still working, still standing.
We just need to honor God and put him first.
God.
Is it always going to be easy? No. There are going to be some tough decisions to make.
Amen.
Amen. But praise God, you could do it. The great Adam. I thought, here when the woman, and I'm going to close with this one. Look, I got there. I ain't even about to. Maybe I'll get into it Sunday morning. John, the 8th chapter, verses 4 through 11, the woman taken in adultery. And you think, well, we look at someone like that, you know, that's real low, and ain't no hope for them. Ain't no use even praying. Well, Jesus didn't feel that way. These men brought her to Jesus.
She was taken in the very act of adultery. You know, I wonder, where was the man at? They both had to be brought to me. They weren't honest. Jesus knew their heart.
Mm-hmm. So they just brought her. Could you imagine? Think about it. There was God Almighty there in the flesh. Could you imagine how she must have felt? Knowing, I believe she knew the penalty of adultery.
Sure.
But she never met a man like this.
Brother Kenneth, have you ever met a man like Jesus? Brother Scott, have you ever met a man? I know you and God when you met Sister Dominic Murray, but you still ain't never met no one like me. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
I believe that's why you got her.
Yeah.
I believe that's why I got my wife. Because of Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
He said he'll withhold no good thing from me. I believe he's blessed all us brethren here with good wives. And well, you women won't admit with good husbands. But listen to the rest of the story to close. He said, now I know a lot of people use this scripture to say we just can't help but sin, but you need to get to right into your face.
Here was a bunch of hypocrites,
yeah,
that were judging this woman,
right?
That's where you go to Matthew the 7th chapter, he said, judge not this gift. He ain't supposed to judge nobody. Now you read all of them.
Right.
He said, get the thing out of your own eye where you can get the mold out of your brother. In other words, you get your life made up before you judge anybody.
We wouldn't have no right to tell a sinner, if you don't repent, you're going to die alone.
That's right.
We just have to keep her out. No, that wasn't what I thought. Well, you need to understand it. He said, he that without sin amongst you, let him cast the first stone. He said, from the oldest, they started leaving.
He wrote something on the ground. I don't know what you wrote. I've heard
you're
okay. I ain't going to give my peace. But he wrote something on the ground. Anyway, put conviction on them.
Them on your way.
From the oldest out, they started laughing. That's where they're all going out, Brother Ken. But nobody... But him and the woman left. He said, woman, where art thine accusers? She said, there ain't none, Lord. They said, neither do I condemn thee. But listen to what I said. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
Quit this business. Don't do it no more.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you,
God is compassionate.
Yes.
But he's also severe with things. But then if he tells you not to do something, you've got, well, I'm going to do it anyway. You're in trouble deeper. But if you stumble, fall accidentally, or maybe through tiresome and everything, You know, now this may blow somebody. You know the Bible teaches sorrow is a sin, not unto death.
Convicts you and you realize that you've done wrong, God please forgive you. You repent of me. Brother King, you don't go on 3 weeks later and keep doing it.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. John wrote, in 2 John, my little children, I run unto you that you sin not, but if you do.
Right.
Just because somebody falls in a moment of weakness don't mean that God's kicked them out. Right. We do, but
right.
God don't.
Right.
Neither do I condemn thee. Go. Sin no more. Oh, he's compassion. I tried to read that in Revelation. They ain't nothing. Jesus says, no man can pluck you out of my hand. If there's anyone here lost, you would like to climb out of that valley, Brother Casey, and get on that mountaintop where you can get direction for your life.
But in Mount Zion is where you need to go.
Praise
God.
Amen.
You can see where you're
going. Deliverance is. Praise God. For we once prayed, I can look down the valley and see.
I'm not down
there
no more.
Thank the Lord.
How much it cost you? Well, Isaiah, he that hath no money. Let him come. Let him buy. Claim the blood of Jesus. He done paid for it. You couldn't. I couldn't. Is there anyone here got a need that you'd like for Christ to take care of?
Praise God.
Brother Tim, come on. We're through. We ain't through. We just stopped. I don't know how long it went. Oh, praise God. I done good.
Thank God for the message tonight.
Shall we stand? Page 15 in the Treasured Hymns. There's every time this world needs to see Jesus. Now is the time. Oh, the church needs to see Jesus. You know, there was, the brother was preaching. I thought of the scripture in St. John, the 8th chapter. And those wicked Jews was talking to Jesus. And you know, they was doubting his power and his existence and what he could do. And they said, you know, you're not even 50 years old yet. What do you think? They was boasting on Abraham as our father. And he's already gone. He said, you're not even 50 years old yet. And Jesus looked at them Jews. He said, let me tell you something. Before Abraham was, I am. There is power in Jesus.
Amen.
Our deliverance is in Jesus. Our victory is in Jesus. The reason why people can't maintain the victory because they have not received Jesus. There is the website there in Marion. It says Victorious Church of God. To me, the triumph over is in Jesus. Let me sing the song. He already preached. Page 15. Death to every worldly pleasure. Dead indeed to sin am I, but alive to Christ my Savior. Daily to Him I'm drawing nigh. Let me see Jesus only, Jesus only, Jesus only. Let me see this. Verse number 2.
Amen.
Let me strive not for the riches of this earth that soon decay. From the world I turn.
satisfied.
Verse number three.
Storms and fury be around me. Lift his arm, I'm hard to say.
Spirit of God that has been in this place tonight. I've certainly enjoyed myself. Is there anything else before we dismiss? Services that would be going on Sunday, that God would bless in every location, not just here in North Carolina, everywhere where God's people are meeting. But the young people are going to be going to Warrensville on Sunday, and let's pray for that. And Sunday night there'll be a skit in Marion. Please pray for that. I believe some have been invited out, some sinners have been invited. We want to see God move there in a great way. Praise the Lord. And also, let's be praying and fasting. I'm looking to get into some tent meetings. I've been praying and fasting about it. I hope that God would move in a mighty way when the weather breaks. I'm ready to get out there now. It's fine for me. But thank the Lord. Let's pray for that. I have a burden for that. All right, anything else? Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the Spirit that we have witnessed here tonight. We thank you, Lord, that there is power in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all the things that you have done for us. How you gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Lord, we are so unworthy tonight. But Lord, we thank you that it is because of you that it's made us possible for us to be here tonight. And Lord, we don't want to take it for granted. We thank you for the Spirit of God that was in the singing and in the testimonies. And Lord, our soul has been refreshed and has been revived. Thank you for the Brother Clark and his experience and his salvation, Lord, and his life, Lord. We thank you for him. And thank you for the word that he brought tonight. Thank you for using our brother tonight. We don't take it for granted, Lord. And We don't want to forget to pray, oh God, for Brother Earl Wilson. We thank you for him being here tonight, him and his wife. Lord, we pray that you would honor his faith. We pray that you would strengthen him, strengthen in his heart, Lord. Father, give him strength and grace, my God, to go a little further, my God. Father, those times when he feels lonely, my God, lift him up. In those times he feels down, we pray, God, that you would be a very present help in the time of trouble. And we will not cease to praise thee. Bless all the other requests, all the new converts, and all those that are battling different afflictions and different battles. Brother Nathan, we think of him tonight. Father, strengthen him wherever he is, my God. Bless your people one by one. Brother Artie, Lord, bless the new converts. My God, refresh your spirits, Lord. Bless the work here in Lenore, my God. May souls be drawn to Zion, my God. Bless the skit there in Marion on Sunday night. My God, just move about Zion. Thank you for the moving that we've already experienced and seen, Lord. But there's something greater you want to do. And we're looking for great things from you, Lord. Bless us, oh God, as we leave this place, but certainly not your presence. Give us traveling mercies. And we will not cease to praise thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.